Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media as well. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68. On the gram. We got Fowler Fair with Rod Allen coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll finish up with Shop Talk. But before we get to that, you just heard Brian Finley talk about LeBron James, and LeBron is listening. LeBron is hearing all the chit-chat, all the back and forth, all the talk about his newfangled L.A. Lakers, and he doesn't sound happy about it. I think he's deleting tweets, too. But, Rob G., tell us, give us the last tweet. He made two tweets, deleted each of them, but the message got across. It's already been on SportsCenter. It's all over. I don't know why you think you can delete it and it's not going to hit. But, Rob G., read the tweet to us.
This is from LaTweet Delete James. Here's what he said. Keep talking about my squad, our personnel ages, the way he plays, he stays injured, we're past our time in this league, etc., etc., etc. Do me one favor, please, and I mean please, keep that same energy when it begins. That's all I ask. Hashtag thank you.
Rob, you can big attack. Baby, big baby.
Wow. Wow.
LeBron's a big baby. Stop it. Wow. So what? So what? People look at your team and it's the oldest team in the league and they question it. Oh my God, everybody's supposed to be on your bandwagon and think the Lakers are the greatest thing since sliced bread. Or can people give their honest analysis that it's an older team? There are a lot of question marks. There are a lot of concerns about guys staying healthy through an 82-game season. I don't think any of those comments are outrageous or ridiculous. What is he talking about? My God, worry about playing basketball. Why guys so caught up on analysts? That's what we get paid for. What are we supposed to do? Get on the radio and rubber stamp every damn thing you do? That's not how it works, LeBron James. Sorry. These guys are so damn sensitive. It's ridiculous. So what? You disagree? You like what you did? That's all. Apparently you liked it. That's why you signed off on all these moves. Go out and win a championship and shut everybody up. That's all. But to single out and make a, oh, keep the same energy and all that. No. This is what we do. You know what we don't do, Chris? We don't wait for a team to make moves and then watch the entire season and then watch the playoffs and then make a comment. That's not what we do.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think this means he's a baby or insensitive or anything like that. He's making a comment. He's got televisions, he's got radios, he hears the talk. And if he wants to respond to it, that's fine. That's his right as a man. What I would say though is there's nothing that was said. These are facts. I'm going to go line by line. Keep talking about my squad. We're going to talk about your squad and everybody else's squad. Our personnel ages, I don't know if he means our personal ages, but the ages of the personnel, whatever. The fact is this. You're old. Not just you. I mean, you're going to be 37 in December. Carmelo's 37.
Right.
Right? Dwight Howard is older, past his prime. Who else do they have? Westbrook is 32. Who they added else? Rob, help me out.
Grandma Trevor Moses is coming off the bench. She's 300.
They got old guys. Here we go. The ages. Kent Bazemore is 32. Like I said, Dwight's 35. Marc Gasol's 36. These are facts. It's not anybody picking on your team. Your team is old. Now, Colin was saying like they're the oldest team in NBA history or the NBA or something like that. I don't know if that's true, but they're old. And so it's not like anybody is going out of their way to pick on the Lakers. We're just stating the facts. He stays injured. Anthony Davis does stay injured. He does. We can run down the game. He played, 36 games this year? That's just a fact. So ain't nobody picking on y'all. Ain't nobody being personal. It is a fact that Anthony Davis is injury prone. And here's the thing. And I've always had a good relationship with LeBron. But we're not fans, right? I just come on here and like you said, rubber stamp everything. We're going to speak our minds. We're going to say what we think. Just like when you know, you with your boys or Durant's with his boys or Kyrie's with his, they say what they think in the barbershops, in the living rooms, chilling with your crew.
Nobody ripped LeBron when he picked Chris Paul and was on Twitter, right, ranting and raving about Chris Paul and the Suns. That's it. That was his opinion, right, Chris? All it was. Anybody ripped him?
Anthony Davis played 36 games last year. He played 62 games the year before. He played 56 games the year before. He's played 70 or more games twice in his 9-year career. He does stay hurt. What else? We're past our time in this league. Well, we'll see. I don't know who said that.
Right.
But, you know,
I don't know who said that.
So that we're analyzing the situation. anyone who gets up there and doesn't bring up, even if you like the Lakers, and I've said they're the favorite in the West, but anybody that doesn't bring up their age could be an issue, you're not looking at the whole picture. You're not. And I know he said something at one time about his the way he plays. Here it is, the way he plays. Yes, it's a challenge to fit the game of Russell Westbrook and LeBron together. Again, anybody that doesn't bring that up, Rob, have we talked to one guy, Eric Pincus, last night? Everybody else we've talked to has said what? I don't know that they fit.
Right. Other than Rick from NBA Radio, who was
right. Rick was the one. Was it Pink? It was Rick Kamler, not Pink.
Right.
Not Pink,
remember Rick?
Bad.
Rick. Right. Right. Rick was Kamler. Was all the way in. Remember, he loved everything.
Right. So I mean, yeah. LeBron can speak his mind and put that out. I don't know why he deleted it, but we're just speaking our mind too. And I will keep the same energy as I always do. If this works out for them, I'm going to give them praise. I'm going to say, yeah, they made it work. If LeBron makes it work with Russell Westbrook, I will give praise. If they get through the season and injuries aren't a factor, I will give praise. But I will not apologize for saying this is a concern, because it is. And the last thing, Rob, for me, I don't necessarily like when LeBron comes out like this, because I don't remember it working out for him.
It never works out.
The few times I remember, right, the few times I remember him doing this, I think back to not one, not two, not three, not four. Right. It was two. It wasn't three, four, five, six, seven. It was two. Right? That didn't really work out. I mean, he won championships, but, you know, they're not dominating like the way they thought. And then we go to his first year in L.A., and he said, I'm activating playoff mode, right? When he came back from the groin injury.
Yep, and that didn't
And they
happen.
Were losing to Memphis and Atlanta.
And bad teams. And the Knicks.
And then this year he said a thunderstorm is coming. Him and AD.
Right.
When he comes, I'm just saying – real bad boys move in silence. That's what KRS-One said. I'm going to go back to some hip-hop.
What do I always say, Chris, on this show? The toughest guys don't tell you they're going to punch you in the mouth. They just punch you in the mouth.
Just do it. And when LeBron has just done it, it's happened. He's won. But every time he comes out like with a challenge or some braggadocia, that's when it doesn't work for him. I'm just saying, like, I have yet to see this approach work for LeBron. And so, you know, maybe is that why he deleted it? I don't know. But ain't nobody picking on the Lakers. People just stating facts.
Yeah, I just, when I say a baby, it's like, just state your case. We love this team. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you have to really answer
that? I don't have a problem with the way he said it.
I'm just like, it's just like, all right, people aren't buying in. It's okay. It doesn't mean like you don't have to respond to everything is my point. I guess that's me. I don't think you have to respond to us, Chris, because we have an opinion or you don't like what people are saying. I don't think you have to respond to everything. That's just me. Is it good for us and our business? Yes, it's great. It's great for us. But I don't think you need to always respond just because someone has a differing opinion. That's all. That's me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with them responding. It's different now. Back in the day, athletes could really only respond to you in practice when they saw you, right? You know, nowadays, dudes got Twitter. Dudes got Instagram. You know, so they can go right on and respond to media criticism or whatever it may be. So I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it means you're sensitive. I might, if I had people talking about me 24/7, I'd probably respond here and there too. So I don't have a problem with it. All I'm saying is people are just stating facts. And I'm far from a LeBron, you know, hater or whatever people want to say, but I'm still going to state facts. The team is old. Anthony Davis is injury prone. Russell Westbrook and you will be an interesting fit. You know, those are just facts. To sit up here and act like, oh, it's going to be perfect, that's just, you just not looking at the game the right way. And it might work. I've said one of the reasons for optimism is that LeBron is such a smart basketball player. And maybe he'll be able to make it work. But it's still a concern. It still needs to be brought up because it might not work. And that's all people are saying. I don't know. I mean, maybe some people are hating, but I think a lot of people, Rob, are just stating facts.
I'm with you. I think it's like the criticism is obvious. I just of the moves, I just think that if you're being legit and you're being thoughtful, Chris, and trying to give analysis of a team, we just know how trying to keep people healthy,
right,
and all that have just gone. We see younger guys already go down. So the Nets lose two stars. Young guys. They're not old. They're young.
Right. Right. Even with the Nets, we say, you know, you do throw in the if.
Right.
If they're healthy. We always throw in, is Kyrie going to be healthy? Where's his mind going to be? We throw that in because it has to be thrown in because stuff has happened. That's all dudes are saying. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think about LeBron tweeting and deleting about his critics in the media? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results. tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. It's a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery on more than 100,000 parts. So visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think about LeBron's tweet and delete to the critics of the L.A. Lakers?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Chris in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Big fan,
big fan.
Thank you.
Doing good.
Appreciate it.
All right, so first of all, I just want to say, I think every time LeBron gets, you know, a new situation, when he's locked, when his team is locked in, they always win. When they locked in from the beginning of training camp and everybody's healthy, think back to after losing 2011, when they came back 2012, they knew they had to win. What they do? Win. When he went back to Cleveland after they lost in 2015, when he had a healthy Kyrie and a healthy Kevin Love, what did they do?
Hold on. Look. And again, I'm a guy that's been in LeBron's corner.
Thanks, Chris. Please stop it.
Because he's been in the league 18 years.
Right. Every time
he's only been locked in four times. Will you
Thank
stop
you.
It?
Come on.
LeBron's great. But don't act like every time he sets his mind on winning, he wins. He wants to win every year.
Listen, I know he wants to win every year, but when the pressure is at the highest, when he has to win, you don't think him getting Melo and Russell Westbrook, you don't think those guys know that they have to win this year?
He had to win in Cleveland his first stint.
Yes, and he had to win last year, too.
The pressure was going in. Right.
If we're going to be real, that first thing in Cleveland, who was his number two? You going to put your faith in Mo Williams?
No, I'm not saying they had a great team, but you said every time the pressure's on. The pressure was on in Cleveland.
Okay, but
you're not stating the truth. LeBron has won championships. Yes, he's been great. But anybody that sits up here and says every time the pressure's on, LeBron wins?
That's just not true.
Right. Come on, man. We ain't carrying pom-poms up in here.
Let's keep it real. That's all. I get it. He's a LeBron guy, but he don't win all the time. Marty.
You gotta overstate it.
Right. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? Been a while. Good to talk to you.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Guys, I'm just going to get straight to the point. When you talk to the top-tier level of LeBron James fans, you are not going to get an objective opinion. And that's your guys' job, and that's what you do, but you're not going to get that back. Just a few years ago when they didn't make the playoffs, when he came back from his injury, he said he was locking into playoff mode.
Yet
they still didn't make it. Now, Chris Broussard is a huge LeBron supporter, but because he doesn't put him in the GOAT status, that level, that tier of fans consider you a hater. And that's sad.
Which is ridiculous, Marty.
Ridiculous. Yeah, because you praise LeBron. But the simple fact is, with this team, there's a lot to be concerned about. In fact, 2 years ago, I suggested on the show that that the Lakers go after Russell Westbrook and they use him as load management for LeBron. And even then, Chris, you told me you thought that idea was crazy. You didn't like the fit there. And you're still being objective. That's your opinion. And right. I feel like that's the only way they can swing it. LeBron needs to close out games, and but Russell can help carry a load through the season and through three quarters. But I feel like you're giving your honest opinion, and when you go to that top tier level LeBron fans, you just can't get any objectiveness.
That's a good call.
You're right, Marty.
That's a good call. You're right, Marty. Absolutely.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Good call.
Andy in Tennessee, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andy?
What's up, fellas?
What are you?
I call him Ankle James because what he missed, like 70, 80 days for a little turned ankle this past season. He missed 2-3 months for a little ankle. I don't even believe his injuries, but that's neither here nor there. That dude cannot have a conscience to tweet that out. He's already a sucker because he tweeted out and then deleted it. That's a
right. What you deleting it for? Right.
Okay. Now, he cannot have a conscience to top out, keep the same energy. This is the same clown that was on the sidelines flipping bottles, dancing, laughing at guys in the hot tub with the teammates, pouring bottles, acting up, dancing. Get swept in the playoffs, get swept for the second time in his career, and shows up to the presser in a soft cast from CVS and storms off with his purse. With his purse. That is a fact. Like you said, you want to deal with facts. That is a fact. That's what that man did.
Chris, was that a purse he had that day?
I don't. Is that big piece of luggage?
Yes.
Purse, luggage. Yeah. It was a purse, right? Is that what they call a man purse, a merce
or whatever. God knows whatever that was. I couldn't imagine walking around with that. I like fine stuff, Chris. I know, but that was a bit much. Marco in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marco?
What's up, fellas? It's been a while. Greatest show on the radio.
Man, thank you, brother.
Yeah. I just want to say, everybody has an opinion. You know, LeBron James, I mean, yes, we know he's a great player and this and the other. But, yes, facts are facts. The Lakers are old. They got an old team. And another thing is, they got a lot of egos on that team. So you got to try to feed all those egos.
Right.
So, and then you got Russell Westbrook and LeBron James. Who demands the ball all the time? LeBron. Who demands the ball all the time too? Russell Westbrook.
Right.
So somebody has to do a little bit more giving than the other, you know. And we all know Russell Westbrook, he don't have a jumper. I mean, he could go to the hole anytime he wants.
Right,
one of the best finishers probably in the history of the game.
Kyrie Irving's the best, but anyway.
Right. But 82 games for the 30 and up club basketball team, that's going to be a challenge all in itself.
Right. And those are just facts. They might overcome it. We'll see.
Right.
But to act like it's not an issue, come on.
Right. That's the thing is like really like, oh, keep that same energy. We're supposed to talk about what, Chris? They just gutted their entire team,
right?
Changed the entire roster, right? Basically turned it all over. And we're not going to have a conversation or a debate about whether what they did was good or bad? Is that really
right.
What?
Right.
You didn't add right. one piece.
Right. The whole team's different. And it's mostly old guys. They got a few youngsters in there. They do. Okay. And we've talked about them. And there's some shooters. But you can't overlook the age. You just can't.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's the Odd Couple with former MLB veteran Rod Allen.
That's right. It is Fowler Fair, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss all the biggest headlines around the diamond in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in a real baseball expert, not that fraud Rob Parker.
What?
Who hosts some podcast that nobody listens to. None other than our man.
Wow.
That I produced,
by the
way.
He forgot to mention he produced
it. Yeah, that's right. Our man, Rod Allen. Rod, what's up, buddy?
I'm chilling, man. But, Rod, what did you do to Robert, man?
I know. He's got his panties in a bunch. Hey, wow. Rod, real quickly, you did some of the Diamondbacks game. How would that go on the radio?
It was unbelievable. I mean, after getting back after a couple of years, I realized how much I missed it, and being around people and being at the ballpark, and not only that, putting that headset back on and able to drop some knowledge on some people. I mean, it was a wonderful three games. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I'm looking forward to doing it again.
That's awesome.
That's
and
awesome.
For people don't know, like, Rod was so good, and Rod knows this. When he was doing the games on TV in Detroit, I used to be watching all the time, and I would text Rod, like, he dropped a gem or tell me to watch something before it happens. Am I right, Rod? And I'd be like, man. I used to tell him all the time, man. He's very good at what he does. So I'm glad you're back in the saddle.
That's a gift from God, you know what I mean, to be able to watch a game and know what you're watching and know the players and know their tendencies and know what they like to do and call home runs and call wild pitches and different things like that. I mean, you watch and you do your research, but it's a gift, and I love it. I do. I really do.
Right on. And Rod is good at what he does. Why, he gets the first crack at every one of these questions here in Fowler Fair, guys. So let's get started. Question number one. The Dodgers just landed Max Scherzer and Cole Hamels, but Clayton Kershaw can't stay healthy, and I don't think Trevor Bauer will be coming back at all this season with the way that's shaking out. So, Rod, here's the question. Foul or fair, say the Dodgers, with Scherzer and Walker Buehler at the top of the rotation, clearly have the best rotation in baseball?
I'm going to go fair.
Fair, Don.
It's a heavy one.
All right.
And the reason I go fair is obviously I watched Max pitch in Detroit for about 5 years, and he is one of the best pitchers I've ever seen. And I'm having a hard time like not saying that he may be a better than Verlander as far as his career is concerned, but it's a tough one there for me. But anyway, he's one of the best. And you got Buehler. Kershaw's going to be back. You got the kid Urias. Urias, he's got 13 wins. I mean, he's still pitching, and it seems like they've got a bunch of talent everywhere. I like their pitching staff. I really do. I can't think of anybody else's staff that's better than their staff, so I'm going to go with the Dodgers. They need to get that offense going, though, if they're going to get back to the postseason again, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go fair.
It's a fair ball.
Look, the Dodgers are tied for the league lead in whip. They're best in the league in ERA, 3.18. They're tied for the league lead in opponents' batting average, 213. And they just added Max Scherzer. Enough said. It's fair. I mean, what, you know?
I'm going to say simple. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
And it's not that, Chris, the numbers you all said are all true, but they've been scuffling. There's been a lot of injuries. You know, they're trying to add pieces and they're trying to make wholesale changes. And I don't know if it's going to take. I don't know if this is the same staff that was able to win the World Series a year ago. I think it's down. We got to wait to see about Max. Cole Hamels, you know, is he going to get beat around like a Raggedy Andy? You know what I mean? We don't know yet. So I'm going to say they're at the top, but I'm not going to say they're the best.
All right. We keep it moving. Question number two. Sticking in Los Angeles, Angel star Mike Trout has missed 67 games entering Wednesday. And this week, they announced his return date was being pushed back again as he recovered from a calf strain. Now, the Halos are currently 12 back in their division and 6.5 back in the wild card. So, Rod, here's the question. Foul or fair to say that the Angels should preemptively shut Mike Trout down for the season?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, anybody that's played, anybody that's done anything competitively, you know, you want to make sure that if you can be on the field when the season is over, you're on the field, regardless of what the situation is, regardless of Mike Trout. He's got 9 years left on a $426 million contract. Yes, you want him to be healthy. They're not going anywhere this year. Anthony Rendon is done for the season with hip injury. But at the same time, as a player, as a competitor, you want to make sure when you go home at the end of the season, if you can play, you're playing. So you go into the offseason training a different way.
Yeah, I say foul.
That is a foul ball.
If he's healthy, he has to play. You just don't. When he's healthy, you got to put him back out there. That guy is a grinder. If he's hurt, he can't play. But holding on to him and not playing him and all those games, once he's healthy. Now, I'm not into rushing a player like that and trying to get him out there if he's not ready. But once Mike Trout is healthy to play, I want him in the lineup. I want him playing again.
Yeah, I'm foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, look, Mike Trout needs to get out there and play. And you guys said it all, but it's not football where it's a collision sport. He's got to get out there and play. And let's face it, he's arguably, a lot of people think, arguably the greatest player ever. But we got to face the facts. It's never been about just making the playoffs. He's played three playoff games in 10 years. So I can't base it on, oh, they don't have a chance to make the playoffs. I'm not going to play him. You got to play Mike Trout when he's healthy. So it's foul.
That was a clean sweep. I got to pick better questions. All right, last one. Foul or fair with former Major League Baseball veteran
Rod Allen. Wait a minute, not the first one. I was different on the first one.
No, but the second one was a sweep.
This would be a good question, though.
Let's see. I think I know what Rob feels on this one. So last Rod Allen. Here we go. MLB.com released a list of their best player at every age 20 to 41, and they decided the best 22-year-old in baseball was Vlad Guerrero Jr., which is great. Only problem, Fernando Tatis Jr. and Juan Soto are also 22. So, Rod, here's the question. Foul or fair to say that Vlad Jr. is the best 22-year-old in the majors?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I probably wouldn't have said this about a month ago or so, but I interviewed for a Toronto Blue Jays radio job in the offseason, so I've been kind of locked in on the Blue Jays, and this dude has the same kind of bat speed that Gary Sheffield had back in the day, maybe even better. And he's a great hitter. He's got great balance. I know Tatis is good, but he's injury-prone. Soto, I don't know what's going to happen after that fire sale in Washington. I know his feelings are hurt. But this dude, Vladdy, is in the Triple Crown conversation, third in batting average, second in home runs, leading in RBIs. He's in all the big boy categories, and he would be the MVP this year if it was not for Showtime in Anaheim. I'm all in on Vladdy right now. I love the other two guys, man, but Vladdy's the guy for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, look, I know Rob has a crush on Tatis Jr.
You already know.
I'm fair.
Yes.
This is fair. I mean, look, Tatis Jr. is great. But Vlad Jr.'s got more home runs, more RBIs, a better batting average by 30-plus points, his better OPS, and Tatis Jr. is tied for the league in errors. So this year, I mean, I'm sorry, both sides of the ball, I'm not saying Vlad is, you know, golden glove, but Tatis Jr. makes a lot of errors, as great as he is. So this is Vlad. This is just Vlad.
It's sorry, foul. Are you kidding me?
You crazy.
Oh, God. Vlad Jr., I got mad respect for him, but Fernando Tatis Jr. is the best player at 22 years old. And Rod and Chris, go look at his numbers. The first 162 games in this guy's career, nobody has put up the home runs, stolen bases, and the things that he's done. I'll give you, sometimes he has to learn to put the ball in his back pocket when he tries to make a play, throws the ball all over the field. That can be corrected. Maybe he's
but
an outfielder.
At this moment?
But he is still the best player in baseball without question. And you know what? You're right. He doesn't have all the numbers. He's been hurt two or three times this year and come back and still be able to put up some really good numbers for a guy who's been sidelined with a separated shoulder. I mean, in baseball, he's the best player.
You better keep him healthy. You better keep him healthy.
No, right. I got it.
Right.
And that's foul or fair.
All right, thank you, Rob G. And
I can't believe you guys. Are you kidding me? Why I gotta have a crush on Tatis? I just like him as a player.
When I said it, you were like, "Yeah, you know I do. You know I do." Rob, thank you, man. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, have a great evening, guys.
You too, guys. Yep, you too, Rob. Thanks.
All right, Shop Talk is next. You know that's always fun. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Worship Wednesday, and we are worshiping. And it's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic came to us earlier today. The folks at Jeopardy are closing in on their new host, Rob Parker. I don't know if you knew this.
Who is it? I applied for that job. I would love to be the Jeopardy host. I just can't read the question.
They had a slew of hosts trying out.
Actually, that's true.
Chris, that is true.
Now, you guys remember that Aaron Rodgers tryout, Anderson Cooper, Katie Couric, Dr. Oz, George Stephanopoulos, Robin Roberts, and everybody. The person that they are going to go with, though, reportedly, the show's executive producer, Mike Richards.
That's lame.
Your thoughts, guys. Go ahead.
I got to be honest. Yeah, go ahead, Rob. You go.
That's lame. What? Dude, the executive producer, come on, dude, who have never been on television before. I got a problem with that.
Well, now, Chris. Rob, he has hosted a few reality shows back in the day on the WB Network, High School Reunion and Beauty and the Geek for the CW. And since then, he's been producing.
Oh, so he's a seasoned pro.
When was the last time WB was on air?
Exactly. No, Chris, there were so many big time people. I would love Katie Couric or you know what I mean? Like a lot of, I know Dan Patrick at one time was flirting with the idea of being that. And I don't know. I expected them to replace Alex Trebek with somebody big name.
Yeah, I got to be honest, Rob. I'm with you. I mean, why bring in all of those people? I mean, I get it if you're bringing them in just, you know, to be a guest host for a little while.
Right, but they said it was a tryout.
You brought them in under the thinking that they might get the full-time job. And there's not one of those big names that you name that couldn't have done it.
Right.
Right? I mean, they're big names. Alex Trebek didn't have the largest personality in the world. But people would have tuned in for any of those big names. And so I think it's a mistake. Not only a mistake, Rob, but it's just, it almost feels a little underhanded.
Yeah, and it does. And underwhelming, Chris. Like Jeopardy with who? Like,
right,
most
right,
people
absolutely.
Will say, who?
Yeah.
Like, Ben Vereen was tap dancing trying to get that job, Chris. You know what I mean? And I just say that because, of course, he's a
right,
tap dancer.
A tap dancer.
Okay, I'm
right.
not trying to. It's not racial, Rob G. It's not racist.
Racist.
No, it's not. Chris, you knew what I was saying, right?
I know exactly what you meant.
He's a tap dancer.
Rob G's too sensitive.
Yeah. But Rob G, did you know that guy? When they say, I mean, when they announce that it's him, it just sounds like it's a downer, Debbie Downer.
Yeah, I'd never heard of him before. Apparently, he filled in a couple of times during that stretch when they had all the guest hosts.
He couldn't have been better than them, or certainly that much better than them, where you had to hire him. No, and look, all those people have great jobs, so maybe none of them wanted it. We know Aaron Rodgers is going to play football instead.
Right, right.
He said he wanted it, even if he is playing football, because they tape all of those
yeah,
like, in 3 weeks.
Yeah, you could tape. Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
I just think... It does. I get it. It's such a classic show that people do turn in, right, for the content. And yep. years from now, just like Alex Trebek, years from now, people will probably know this guy's name and think he was special. But I just think you could have brought in more people. You could have brought in, you know, a whole new group of fans and viewers had you picked one of those big names.
Right? I think you're right. I think that attached to it. Replacing a legend, you know what I mean? I don't know. Is he holding the seat? Is he holding the seat for Aaron Rodgers? Is that what this is? You know what I mean? For 2 years?
I guess that's possible. But heck, who knows how long Rodgers will play?
Yeah,
I mean,
given the way things go in the NFL now, he could play right. 5 years. Right,
right, right. So I gotta be honest, guys. I don't know if I've ever watched a full episode of Jeopardy.
Are you serious, Chris?
I've seen bits and pieces. I've never watched a full episode.
That's a good show. I mean, just the knowledge. Rob G, you watch it.
Of course. Yeah, I used to watch it back in the day. And let me just real quickly to try to play devil's advocate with you guys. This is something that the heavy one brought up. Right. It is kind of cool, I guess, if you're working in any kind of line of work when they do promote from within. So I guess
I
if
knew
you look
we would
at it
hear
that
this.
Way.
Here we go. So here we go.
Inevitably, the heavy one wants the next show that's open at Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah,
he
so
wants. That's his way of saying,
we were talking,
right. I can do it.
And it, inevitably, when Rob Parker makes an off-color joke and gets fired,
what?
You know, we would like to be considered for the co-hosting gig.
Wow. Are you putting that in the atmosphere already?
Inevitably.
We are just not going to use the dumb button no more. We'll let Rob say whatever he wants.
If Alex or the heavy one or whoever one day forgets to hit that button, Rob, it could happen.
And Rob G, you got some nerve. You're on the air all the time now. I mean,
Rob G got aspirations. You know
I know.
That.
He can't
you
wait to get rid of me.
Let's do another comedy special on the air.
I thought he was grudgingly going on the air with me, and then I see he's tweeting and Instagram posts. Yo, producer RG gonna be filling in with the Odd Couple.
Oh, he loved every minute. He's a star now.
Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.